Afterwards, he says, they always embrace. The animal digs his sweaty brow into his cheek, and they stand in the dark for an hour, like a necking couple. And of all nonsensical things, I keep thinking about the horse. Not the boy. The horse. And what he might be trying to do. I keep seeing the huge head, kissing him with its chained mouth, nudging through the metal some desire absolutely irrelevant to filling its belly or propagating its own kind. What desire could this be? Not to stay a horse any longer. Not to remain reined up forever in those particular genetic strings. Is it possible that